Thank you, Sarah.
And to close this part of Chatterbox, a mixed selection of shorter stories from this week's evening news. A speed camera on the ring road has been activated nearly 35,000 times in 3 years, the second highest number of times in the country. A Freedom of Information request found that the fixed camera on Mile End Road on the A140 was activated a total of 34,775 times by people driving in excess of the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit over the past 3 years. The only camera with higher figures was on the A10 in Cheshunt, just north of the M25 motorway, which clocked 38,206 drivers going over the limit. The camera on Mile End Road is one of the 19 fixed speed cameras across the county, which are overseen by the Norfolk and Suffolk Safety Camera Team. But figures obtained by this newspaper show that not all drivers who triggered the camera were detected to have committed an offence.
More than 120 people were at a concert to raise money for the restoration of the organ at Christchurch in Eton. The choral concert, entitled Christchurch Choral Hits, were from Ave Verum to Zadok the Priest, raised more than £1,000 for the restoration. The organ restoration project, which is estimated to cost around £74,000, has now started. It follows the installation of new toilet and kitchen facilities, which cost about £100,000. The church's vicar, Reverend Patrick Richmond, said, "This was an inspirational concert, showing the musical and community-building contributions of the choir, organ and the church can make."
Police, fire and ambulance crews were called to Horsham St Faith after a Second World War device was found on land being developed for the Northern Distributor Road. A 200-metre cordon was put in place by police while bomb disposal experts examined the device, and the ambulance service said it cared for 10 people during the incident.
In Thorpe St Andrew, young people at Messy Church Family Fun in Dussendale received a generous donation of T-shirts to help them keep clean. The donation came from Sainsbury's store at Pound Lane and was clothing the store had used in its promotional activities during Comic and Sports Relief. Kerry Giles from the Messy Church said the T-shirts will keep clothes clean during the more messy craft activities, and we thank Sainsbury's Pound Lane for their generous donation.
Residents of Norwich are being challenged to ditch alcoholic drinks to raise money for Cancer Research UK. The charity is launching its Dryathlon fundraising programme in September, which encourages drinkers to take a month-long break from alcohol. Participants, who would be known as dry athletes, can either get sponsored for their challenge or donate the money they would have spent on alcohol to cancer research. Danielle Glavin, Cancer Research UK spokesman, said, "As well as raising vital funds to help save more lives, people might be surprised to realise the added benefits of ditching the drink for 1 month. So by steering clear of beer and waving goodbye to wine, dry athletes could look forward to feeling better, slimmer and more energised by taking on the one-month challenge."
Parents have been forced to look elsewhere for childcare after a Norwich nursery closed suddenly. Eton Park Nursery in Eton will be closed until further notice after its registration was suspended indefinitely by regulatory body Ofsted. It remains unclear at this stage what the reason for the suspension and the timescale of it is. A statement from Ofsted read, "We have suspended the registration of this early years setting while we look into concerns about the way it is run. It was confirmed, however, that the action taken was a suspension of registration and not a complete cancellation."
And that's all from this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Ian
and Paddy. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and the summer edition of our Nature Notes feature with Chris Skinner.